Chapter 10. Jake is suspicious. The next morning, before breakfast, Robbie and Heather went to see the caretaker, Mr. Clark. He was drinking tea and watching TV.
"Oh, hello. What can I do for you?" he asked.
"We explored the castle a little last night," said Robbie. "It's a great place." Then Robbie asked the caretaker about the locked room at the top of the tower.
"Ah, that room," said the caretaker, and he shook his head slowly. "You can't go in there. It's haunted."
"Haunted?" repeated Heather. "What do you mean?"
"Well, it's a tragic story," answered the caretaker. "That room was a bedroom 200 years ago. A young girl called Elizabeth Sandringham slept there. She died when she was about your age. She drowned in the river," continued Mr. Clark. "After that, her father locked the door of the room, and nobody entered it. Of course, they opened the room years later, after Baron Sandringham died. But bad things happened in that room, and nobody wanted to stay there. That's the reason people said it was haunted. So they locked the room again, and it's still locked today."
Robbie and the caretaker continued to talk about the castle, and Heather looked around the room. Suddenly she saw some keys hanging from the side of a cupboard. Robbie and Mr. Clark were deep in conversation. She approached the cupboard. Very slowly, she took the keys. Nobody saw her.
"Robbie, we should go now, or we'll miss breakfast," she said, interrupting their conversation.
"You're right," said Robbie. "Come on, then. If you want to know anything more about the castle, come and see me," said the caretaker.
"We will," said Robbie, and they left.
"I've got the keys," whispered Heather excitedly as they walked quickly down the corridor towards the dining room.
"I can't believe it," said Robbie, surprised. "How did you do that?"
"Magic," said Heather. "Come on, let's go to the room now."
"What about breakfast?" asked Robbie.
"I can't eat now," said Heather. "I'm too excited. That room was Elizabeth's bedroom. I'm sure the treasure is there."
"We don't know that," said Robbie. "But anyway, let's go now. Everybody's having breakfast, so it's a good opportunity."
Heather and Robbie walked round a corner. Jake was there and he approached them.
"Where are you two going?" he asked. "Why aren't you with all the others in the dining room?"
"I need to get something from my dormitory," said Heather. "Then we'll go and have breakfast."
"Well, hurry up," said Jake. "You've got a busy day today."
"Okay," said Heather.
Then she and Robbie walked quickly down the corridor. Jake stood and watched them until they disappeared.
"I'm sure they're not telling the truth," he thought, and he decided to follow them.
He walked down the corridor behind them.
"I knew it," he thought. "They lied. They're not going to the dormitories."
"But where are they going?"
Jake entered the long corridor with the curtain at the end of it, but there was nobody there.
"Where did they go?" he thought. "Are they hiding behind that curtain?"
Jake moved the curtain to one side and was surprised to see the stone stairs to Elizabeth's bedroom.
"Wow, look at this," he said. "I didn't know this was here. Did they go up these stairs?"
Jake went up the stairs and pushed against the door, but it was locked. On the other side of the door, Heather and Robbie were sitting on the floor in the dark. Their hearts were beating very fast after their run into the room.
"He's going to find us," Heather thought.
Then they heard Jake's footsteps go down the stairs again. They didn't speak or move for a few minutes.
"Does he know we're in here?" whispered Heather. "Will he return?"
"I don't know, but we can't sit here all day," answered Robbie.
"Let's open the curtains. It's frightening in the dark."
He got up carefully and opened the curtains. Light filled the empty room.
"Oh, that's very disappointing," said Heather. The haunted room is empty. There's nowhere to hide anything here. Maybe the treasure is under the floor or hidden in the wall, said Robbie. We have to find it. He got down on his knees and started to tap the wooden floor. Heather watched him. Then suddenly she stopped and trembled. Is anything wrong? Asked Robbie. Elizabeth's here, said Heather. Can't you see her? Can't you feel the cold air? No, I can't see anything, said Robbie. Heather, why are you looking at the fireplace? Heather didn't answer Robbie. She watched Elizabeth walk to the fireplace and disappear inside it. Then she appeared again, smiling. This time, Heather smiled too.